Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Hi, thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 615 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we've got a special program because October 14th marks the 46th anniversary of the passing of Bing Crosby. And rather than mourn his passing, we're going to celebrate his life with a marvelous program that was presented over KXL Radio in Portland on December 15th, 1963, and hosted by John Salisbury. It was John's Sunday Spectacular, and he presented a profile in sound of Bing, an hour-long program, complete with an interview throughout from Bing himself. And what's significant about this interview is it was recorded either November 20th or November 21st of 1963, just prior to the passing of President John F. Kennedy. Because Bing mentions he's going to be taping the Bob Hope special on Monday. Well, Monday, November 25th, was a national day of mourning following the tragic assassination of the president, and so no one was working that day, so they bumped it ahead, and Bing taped the show on Sunday, November 24th, just 2 days after the assassination. It's kind of a fascinating window in time, knowing exactly what Bing was doing during that tragic time, that I'm sure anyone who was around then will be able to tell you exactly where they were as well. So let's go back to December 15th, 1963, and tuning into Profile in Sound, Bing Crosby.
KXL, aisle 750, on your Portland radio dial, takes pleasure in presenting Sunday Spectacular. And here is your host, John Salisbury.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sunday Spectacular. Today we present a profile in sound of one of America's greatest entertainers, Bing Crosby, brought to you by J.J. Parker's Broadway Theater in downtown Portland. The voice of Bing Crosby has been heard by more people than that of any other popular singer in the world, and his career spans more than 35 years of show business history. Bing will be joining us for some conversation this afternoon, but let's open now as Bing himself tells how, record-wise, it all began.
Way, way back in the early days, I bootlegged a couple of discs in abandoned warehouses and one thing or another, but my very first formal solo effort was with Paul Whiteman in 1926, and it was this song.
Muddy water round my feet, muddy water in the street, just God's own shelter down on the Delta. Muddy water in my shoes, rocking to those low-down blues. They live in ease and comfort down there, I declare. I've been away about a year today to wander and roam. I don't care, it's muddy there, but still it's my home. Got my toes turned Dixie way, round that delta let me lay. My heart cries out, my heart cries out. My heart cries out for muddy water.
Bing Crosby, a salute to a star. In a moment, we'll meet Bing himself, but right now, it's time out for this word for J.J. Parker's Broadway Theater in downtown Portland.
And now, here's our next interview on our daily Man on Main Street program. You, sir, would you mind telling us what you do?
Yeah, I'm a taxi driver.
Well,
Theater in downtown Portland.
From see the
Wheeler Dealers, Wheeler Dealers, highfalutin' local yokels, diamonds in the rough, fancy dance and city slickers.
That's what I call Wheeler Dealers.
Bing Crosby, welcome to Sunday Spectacular.
Well, very nice to be on Sunday Spectacular, John.
We're sort of doing this in your favorite métier, the motion pictures, on the set of your new picture.
Yeah, we're down here on the back lot of Warner Brothers shooting a scene from Robin and the Seven Hoods, a picture that features Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., myself, Barbara Rush, and a host of... A host
of notables, I'd say. Isn't this your second with Frank? High Society?
That's
that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is the second one with Frank.
True, very true.
We're sort of doing this on tape, Bing, and as I recall, you were the first of the major performers on radio to use tape recording, which of course then became the modus operandi, as it were, for many radio shows.
I don't know if I was the first to use it, John, but I certainly was the first to use it regularly and made it an established policy of our radio broadcast. We taped the shows, and at that time it was quite an innovation, and there was a lot of resistance to it from different segments of the entertainment industry, but they finally all came around to it because of its convenience and because you can edit it and you can improve takes and make it better than you could if it's live and it's gone, you know.
And now, of course, it's such a regular thing that nobody thinks anything about it. Bing, the picture you're now making goes back to the 20s, which sort of was the period at which your fantastic and fabulous career began. You started, came to public prominence more or less with the Rhythm Boys and Paul Whiteman.
Well, yes, nationally, but I had an act before that with a fellow named Al Rinker in Spokane, Seattle, then down to Los Angeles, and worked in vaudeville with him all over the West before we signed with Whiteman. We were doing pretty good. We'd been in a show or two. This is in 26-7, around in there.
Mm-hmm. Your first picture that brought you to prominence was The Big Broadcast.
1931, yeah.
But before that, as I recall, you appeared in a very short scene in Reaching for the Moon, which was a picture made by Doug Fairbanks.
Doug Fairbanks Sr., B.B. Daniels was in the picture. I sang a song in there called When the High Ups Do the New Low Down. It was a swinger.
Yeah, I've got a recording of that, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it must be awful.
No, outside of a little vintage surface noise, I think it sounds pretty good, Bing. The Crosby pipes come through very well, considering that it's sort of an original soundtrack recording, one of the first, I'm sure. The real title of the song, I think, though, is There's No Low Down Lower Than That, and I believe we've aroused listener curiosity to the point where they'd like to hear it. So we'll play a little bit of that, and then a medley of some tunes from your earlier pictures, which I'd kind of like to have you introduce and talk about them a little bit. So now let's listen to this low-down thing from Reaching for the Moon.
Find they're not alone. They're doing a low down. Fifth Avenue's learning how they had to fall. Fifth Avenue does it now. That's not all. Whenever the folks high up do that mean low down, now there's no low down lower than that. Whenever the swell low down in this town, low down, there's no low down lower than that. It or not, when they start getting hot, out of the snow, hot top, out of the bag. So you can lay your dough down when they go low down.
Song called Please was very big in the Big Broadcast of 1932. This was my first feature role in a feature picture. The cast included some of the great all-time radio luminaries, fellas like Arthur Tracy and the Mills Brothers and Kate Smith, the Boswells, Burns and Allen, Cab Calloway. I remember this record particularly because of Eddie Lang's great guitar work, which you'll hear Perry Bodkin simulating in this version.
Please lend your little ear to my please. Lend a ray of cheer to to my pleas. Tell me that you love me too. Please let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charms every night my whole life through. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel, white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too.
During the Raccoon Coat Stutz Bearcat era, I did a picture called College Humor. The score was by Arthur Johnson and Sam Coslow. Jack Oakey and Dick Arlen played in the backfield, and I was a professor of music. I never did know what the story was all about. Mary Carlisle sat in the front row in all my classes, and I guess that sort of threw me off. I flunked Oakey and Arlen, but a couple of great tunes graduated.
Learn to prune if you want to win your heart. Desire, sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just murmur da da dee da da da, and when you do, she'll answer da da dee da da, and nestle closer to you. Learn to prune, you'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to prune. In days of old, when knights were bold, fair ladies were enraptured by stirring deeds of chivalry and daring. But nowadays, in other ways, sweet maids are won and captured. You'll hear the best authorities declaring. Learn to prune. Ya-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. Da 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 dee da 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 dee. Just murmur da da dee da 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 dee, and when you do, she'll answer da da dee da 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 dee dee, and nestle closer to. Learn to prune. You'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to prune.
So there you are. All the rudiments of how to be a social success. Also in the same picture, we had a little musical geography lesson. Went like so.
You know, Ox Road could be any romantic spot, a country highway or a moonlit yacht. It could be in the parlor when the lights are burning low. It could be in the movies in the very last row. Down the old Ox Road. Though you'll never find out where it is by looking in maps, with a little investigation, you'll discover perhaps that this old tradition, not a place, but just a proposition called the Old Ox Road. Oh, yes, that's the Old Ox Road.
Now, those were wonderful songs, Bing, real evergreens, and I enjoyed hearing them again. There was another song. You had two great hits in it. The picture you made with Carol Lombard, We're Not Dressing, May I, and Love Thy Neighbor.
That's right.
But a sort of a sleeper in that picture, as far as I was concerned, was Good Night, Lovely Little Lady.
Oh, I think I sang that to the bear in the picture.
To the bear?
Good Night, Lovely Little Lady.
That's the one.
That was a good score.
That was
a lot of good songs in that picture, man. A very amusing picture, and of course, it was great fun working with the wonderful Carol Lombard.
She was a very wonderful comedian, and I think maybe now we ought to listen to the original recording of Good Night, Lovely Little Lady, sung for our listeners or for any bears who might happen to be tuned in.
Good night, lovely little lady. I must say adieu to you and your loveliness. Good night, lovely little lady. How it makes me grieve to leave the charms you possess. For when you are gone, my dear, how lonely it seems. But we'll meet again, my dear, on a pillow of love, neath a blanket of dreams. Oh, farewell, lovely little lady. Let us kiss again and then good night. We'll meet again, my dear, on a pillow of love, neath a blanket of dreams. Oh, farewell, lovely little lady. Let us kiss again and then sleep tight.
I'd like to talk to you, Bing, about some of the songs with which you were identified that I think are at least some of my favorites and some rather unusual ones. For instance, Roundup Lullaby.
Roundup Lullaby?
Yeah.
How's that go? Close your sleepy eyes, my little... No, but little no, that... Oh, you mean the one from Rhythm on the Range?
Yeah. That's the one.
Time to settle down, you cattle, in the morning. The one?
That's the one.
I hadn't heard of that in years. You do go back, don't you?
Well, I do go back a bit.
Way, way back.
But, you know, I like to pick out songs that that you have made. I mean, you've made so many, but some of those that people haven't heard very often and played them once in a while.
That's certainly one of them. You just came up with a dandy there.
Yeah, very beautifully done, though.
desert blue and silver in the still moonshine. Coyote yapping lazy on the hill. Sleepy winks of lightning down the far skyline. Time for milling cattle to be still. So now the lightning's far away. Coyote's nothing scary, singing to his dearie. Hee-yaw, Tammy Lolliday. Settle down, you cattle, till the morning. Why, there's nothing out that hazy range that you folks need. Nothing we can see to take your eye. Yet we've got to watch you, or you'd all stampede. Plunging down some royal bank to die. Still the shadows stay. Moon is slow and steady. Old sun comes when he's ready. Hee-yaw, Tammy Lolliday. No use running out to meet the morning. Lightning's far away. Coyote's nothing scary, singing to his dearie. Hee-yaw, Tammy Lolliday. Settle down, you cattle, till the morning.
Here's a little lullaby. It was written by the Bard of East Chicago, Johnny Burke. The melody was by Jimmy Monaco. I never tried this in our nursery, but it went rather well in a movie called East Side of Heaven.
That sly old gentleman from Featherbed Lane, he's watching you. He's peeking through your window pane. He's gathered sand from the skies that glitters and gleams, and he'll sprinkle your eyes with dreams. He'll make your little heart so happy and gay. You'll ride a rocking horse along the Milky Way. Why stay awake? Better take that slumber train with a sly old gentleman from Featherbed Lane.
I'm very partial to that sly old gentleman lullaby, Bing, because I used to sing it to my youngsters when they were in their cradles and when they were very much younger. And they used to enjoy it a great deal, too, although I finally found a recording that you made of it, and when I started playing that, the old man didn't stand a chance anymore. They preferred to listen to your version, and I'm awfully glad that we could play it this afternoon. I think it's a great lullaby. Bing, right now we've got to take time out to identify ourselves. This is Sunday Spectacular's Salute to Bing Crosby, a profile in Sound of the Old Groaner, coming to you on aisle 750 KXL in Portland. And right now we're going to pause for this word of a great coming attraction at J.J. Parker's Broadway Theater in downtown Portland.
To you.
Back now to our Sunday Spectacular profile in sound of Bing Crosby. And we open the second half of our program as Bing sings a real up-tempo number, Love is Just Around the Corner.
Love is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm such a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on a corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. And how you use them, baby, let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
Do you think that the songs today, Bing, are as good picture-wise as they were in the 30s, let's say, when you would have a picture with maybe five or six hit songs? Today, it seems to me if you get one or two, you're doing pretty well, any singer.
That's true. I suppose they don't place so much emphasis on musical pictures as they used to, and there isn't as many being made. And when they do make them, the music is secondary. In this picture that we're making now, I think is the best score of any picture I've been in a long, long time. Sammy Kahn and James Van Heusen wrote the score, and there really are some fine material in here. I think there's going to be two or three hits come out of this score.
Well, they've written several scores for you, haven't they?
Yes, and several for Frank, too. Mm-hmm. They're real established writers and very consistent, very reliable, have a long, long record of successes.
Who are some of the writers that are coming up today that you cottoned to, as it were?
New writers?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know of any in the motion picture field because, there hasn't been any musicals made lately. Mm-hmm. They've been Broadway shows like Bye Bye Birdie. I don't know the names of the fellows that wrote that score. But now they're making The Unsinkable Molly Brown, which is Meredith Wilson, of course, and they did Music Man, again Meredith Wilson, mm-hmm. and Meredith's been around a long time as a conductor and a fine musician and a composer, so I don't see any new faces in the musical movies.
When you see a Broadway show that you like Music Man, for instance, do you kind of look at it from the standpoint of what might be done on the screen and with a feeling that you might like to play in it?
Yeah, I was approached about that rather tentatively. They didn't seem serious about it, but they thought I might be able to do the screen version. I think they picked the right fellow, though, in Bob Preston. The only guy I can think of who could do it as well would be Phil Harris. That's his métier, that kind of a character, mm-hmm. aggressive and flashy, and I think Phil could have done a wonderful job either on the stage or on the screen, but Bob Preston was the obvious selection. He did it so long on Broadway and did it mm-hmm. so well. And I'm sure he was fine in the movie, although I didn't see it.
It was a wonderful movie, and it's rather unusual that they would use Bob Preston, since so many times when they transfer the Broadway hit to the screen, they use an established movie star rather than the original Broadway
star. Well, Bob had been in pictures before he went on Broadway, but he wasn't a big name in pictures. That's why he went to Broadway. He wanted to extend his operations a little and see if he could get a hold of a hit, which he did. And they made something of a sacrifice when they cast him in the leading role in the movie, because he wasn't a big name like Rock Hudson or some of these big names who draw a lot of people, but they knew that he could do the role well, and what they wanted was a good movie,
mm-hmm.
and it was very well done.
Moving to another relatively little-known score, which I found great delight in, was the one for Mr. Music, which was an appropriately titled picture in which you appeared with Dorothy Kirsten, the opera singer. And I thought some of the duets that you and Miss Kirsten sang together were just wonderful, and I think our listeners would like to hear one of them, and this is called Accidents Will Happen.
Of you may never be attracted to the likes of me, but accidents will happen and I'll be around, and maybe there'll be no one else but me around forevermore. Never start. You may ignore my hopeful heart, and chances are I'm not the one to make you fall. But accidents will happen after.
Bing, you span most of the primary years when the movies were called when it was called the golden era of the movies. Do you think movies are better than ever today, or do you regret the passage of some of the older types of movies, or what?
Oh, without question, they're better than ever today. The techniques are better, colors better, the screen, the different width of screen, the projection, the whole industry has gone forward and forward every year. You take a picture like this Tom Jones that's out now, beautiful color, beautiful scenery, taking back in the 17th, 18th century, lots of good comedy, wonderful performances, How the West Was Won, or I can name 8 or 10 pictures that are current right now that are better than anything that was made before. You have a nostalgic remembrance of some of those old pictures, but once in a while I run some of them when we're looking for a character or a performer or a piece of material, and they're pretty sad. They really are.
Do you watch your late movies?
No, I can't stay up that late. They run too late in the evening for me. I get up early, and I like to go to bed early.
I see.
Except when I get involved with a few bibulous pals, and I might stay up a little late.
Now, you do have a few convivial moments there.
Oh, yes.
Here and there along the way.
Yes.
Well, you
regrettably.
You play a... you don't look any the worse for wear, I must say.
You're very kind.
You play a good deal of golf, I know.
That's true. And do a lot of fishing and hunting. And when you're golfing and fishing and hunting, you're tired after dinner and you don't like to stay up too late.
When Bob Hope was in town recently, he said you were a better golfer than he is.
Well, I might be a better golfer, but he's a better matchmaker. He always seems to wind up with the money.
Maybe so, but, you know, in most of the road pictures you two have made together, you seem to wind up with a girl and he winds up on the short end of the stick. I think maybe we might listen to a song that you and he did together in The Road to Bally. It's called Chicago Style.
Look out! You ready for this?
Who's that coming down the thoroughfare? The sunshine flashing on his ring. Bowing left and right and here and there. That's Chester, the trombone king. He gets his shirt straight from Paris, cigarettes from the night. He talks like a highbrow, but he plays Chicago style. He gets his shoes made in London and a real crocodile. But he plays trombone Chicago style, and he sometimes plays sweet. But sweet or hot, he's always got that real gut bucket beat. He's got a neat Latin mustache, and the girls love his smile. But he plays trombone Chicago style, a trombone made in Newark, played in Chicago style. Chicago style. Chicago style.
He gets his neckties from Naples and his socks from Argyle. Speaks Oxford English, but he plays Chicago style. Wears a stick pin from Rio, are you listening? You can see it for a mile. But he plays trombone Chicago style, and he sometimes plays sweet.
Uncle Jake's weary blues,
but sweet or hot, he's always got that real gut bucket beat. He likes New York for the opera and gets two on the aisle. But he plays trombone Chicago style, a trombone made in Munich, played in Chicago style.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey.
A trombone made Chicago style.
Bing, in your career, who do you consider the people who were most influential, who gave you the most help and inspiration along the way?
Well, I'd have to say Jack Capp, the late Jack Capp, who was head of Decca Records, really got me going. He got me started in the record business in a big way, and he selected the tunes I was to do, the people I was to do them with, both the orchestra and singing groups or other acts or other actors or actresses. Then I'd have to think of Bill Paley of CBS, who gave me my first big national radio program. And then I'd have to think of Mr. Zucker over at Paramount, who was also instrumental in getting me started in the films. And then I've had an attorney for a number of years, John O'Melveny, who has guided me through a lot of pitfalls and over a lot of hurdles and in and out of some difficult situations. And then, of course, there's been all the great directors that I've worked under, like George Seaton and...
Leo McCarey.
Leo McCarey, of course, and... Dave Butler and all the real old solid fellas who took me when I didn't know anything about the business and showed me where to stand and what to say and how to say it and where to move and how to move. And then I'm grateful, too, to all the great people that I've worked with, actresses and actresses, and the people I've probably unconsciously imitated a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy delivery, song delivery,
Well, I don't know. You may have unconsciously imitated them, but it's still been the Crosby personality that has come forth. And, of course, Leo McCarey's picture, Going My Way, won you the Academy Award.
True.
And later on, you were nominated for The Country Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a near miss because you did a beautiful job as Frank Elgin in that.
Thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, I think that one of the great things about you, Bing, is the fact that not only have you brought nice, light entertainment to people, but you have also proved yourself as a very fine dramatic actor.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Well, I think the Academy Award speaks for itself.
Well, that was a very light, easygoing part. Fellow had a nice personality and some good music. There really wasn't a great deal of acting connected with it. And as I recall, I think it was a war year, and most of the talented fellas were away. I was kind of a sleeper.
I must say that modesty is one of Mr. Crosby's prime attributes.
No, not modesty, just being realistic.
I see. Well, Bing, let's get back to music. And once again, I'd like to play a tune that is not one of the big hits, but certainly was one of the loveliest I've heard. This comes from your picture made with Louis Armstrong and Grace Kelly and Frank Sinatra called High Society. As a matter of fact, the trumpet that we hear in this is that of Louis Armstrong. The song is very lovely. I love you, Samantha.
I love you, Samantha, and my love will never die. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one girl. Together, Samantha, we could ride a star and ride it high. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one girl. If some distant day you decided to say, get along, go away, goodbye, remember, Samantha, I'm a one gal.
What are your plans for the immediate future in radio, television, movies, or what all?
Well, I do 4 television shows this year. 2 of them I've been done. 1's been aired. The other one's coming up in February with my wife Catherine is on that one with Rosie Clooney and Bob Hope. And Dean and Frank come in for a flash. It's a musical spectacular. Then I have 2 more to do before the season is over. I'm thinking of doing a book show if I can find a good one. For one of these 2, and then I have a show with Bob, which we're taping Monday. Have a good Christmas song in there too, a new one that I think is might go somewhere. It's called "Do You Hear What I Hear?"
That sounds like a lovely title. Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
Of course, no Christmas song has sold any better than White Christmas.
That's a numero uno. Seguramente.
Yes, that's one of the best-selling records of all time, along with Sweet Leilani and some of the others. Bing, you have such a wonderful record of hits that I'm just going to have to play as many as we can in our program this afternoon.
I don't think people want to hear that many, do they?
No, I think so.
Play the new one. Do you hear what I hear? It's a capital record. I think I might have the wrong title, but it's a good title. Play that one if you got it in stock.
We do have it in stock. It is a capital record. That is the correct title. Do you hear what I hear? Let's listen to it, because it is a beautiful number for this season of the year.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
I know what I know.
In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Bing, how's the family?
Just fine. The kids are very amusing at this age. Lively, and they happen to be, I think they're a little more intelligent than I was when I was a kid. They seem a little sharper, and they get into more trouble, and they keep us interested.
How old are they now, and the name?
Harry's 5, Mary Frances is 4, and Nathaniel is 2.
Oh,
nice little spread in
a
there.
A whole second family.
That's right. A lot of fun.
And your wife is
she's
nursing?
Great. Well, she's boning up now for the state board examinations to get her registered nurse's certificate. She'd take that in January, I think. She's done a show with Hope and one with me, as I said, and she's going to do another one, I think, for Ben Casey, and with the children and the house and the nursing activities and these few little forays into show business. Like last summer, she did a couple of months back east in a play. She's quite a busy girl.
As I remember, in the last Hope show she did, Hope tried to walk off with her in the final scene.
Oh, you saw that?
In next door, yeah. Yes.
Cute gag.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Well, Bing Crosby, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Sunday Spectacular
this afternoon. Thank you, John. You know, this is Portland, isn't it?
This is Portland.
My great-great-grandfather lived in Portland at one time. He was a ship captain, came around the Horn in a clipper ship called the Toulon, and he came up the river there and settled in Portland right where the... is there a bank called Ladd & Tilton's in Portland?
Not anymore.
Well, that's where he lived, right where Ladd & Tilton's bank used to be. And then he moved up to Olympia, Washington, and that's where the rest of my forebears were born and raised.
Well, may I hope that you will visit Portland one of these days?
I sure will. I love to play golf in Portland. You've got some fine tracks there.
Yes, we certainly have. We hope to get you and Bob both up for a tournament.
He was up there playing an exhibition with Helen Nadetweiler. Well, I was supposed to come, and then I fell into a little chore here, and I couldn't get loose. I regretted it very much. I'd love to play with Helen again and played one of those good courses.
Well, that was one of those days when we'd had nothing but rain on either side of the day, but the minute Hope walked in, the sun shone, and they had a wonderful match.
Oh, he was a harbinger of good weather.
Yeah, he certainly was.
A novelty.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you, John. Enjoyed it. Hello to everybody in Portland.
Thank you, Bing, and on behalf of the people of Portland, I want to wish to you and yours the very best of the season's greetings. And I think, since Christmas is only 10 days away, it would be only fitting and proper to conclude our program this afternoon with a favorite Crosby Yuletide song, White Christmas.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the
Thus we conclude our salute to one of America's favorite entertainers and certainly her most beloved minstrel, Bing Crosby. In a moment, I'll tell you about next week's Christmas special on Sunday Spectacular. Right now, time out for this word for J.J. Parker's Broadway Theater in downtown Portland. With the holidays... Next week on Sunday Spectacular, in keeping with the Christmas season, we take pleasure in presenting The Stingiest Man in Town, based on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, with music by Fred Spielman and lyrics by Janice Torr. And it has an all-star cast. Basil Rathbone plays Scrooge, with Vic Damone, Johnny Desmond, the Four Lads, Patrice Munsell, Robert Weed, Martin Green, Betty Madigan, and Robert Wright. We know you won't want to miss this musical based on A Christmas Carol, The Stingiest Man in Town, next week on KXL's Sunday Spectacular. Until then, this is John Salisbury speaking for J.J. Parker's Broadway Theater in downtown Portland, wishing you happy holidays and good listening
all through the week and all through the year on KXL.
Sunday Spectacular is written and produced by John Salisbury. This is Del Olney inviting you to be our guest next Sunday at 3 when KXL once again presents... Sunday... Spectacular.
Go, Joe, go.
And just enough time to say I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, so long for now.